You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week it's the culinary arts. I knew I should have eaten first. Statewide life and culture reporter from MLive.com and dining reporter Jessica Webster is here, bringing with her this week a very special guest.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's always a pleasure to be up here with you and talking about something besides jazz. And this time I brought Jihae Kim, who may be familiar to Ann Arbor dining fans as the woman behind the Sahn Street food cart that we've been missing for the last year or so. But she's back and ready to open a new restaurant.
A new restaurant. What will it be called? What's it all about?
It will be called Miss Kim, and it's a Korean restaurant, and I'm partnering with Zingerman's.
Obviously Korean food, and I know Jessica's a big fan of that. How would you describe the different types, and what will you be offering?
I'm a big fan of Korean food, but I am specifically a big fan of the way that Jihae presents Korean food. You know, when you normally go to a Korean restaurant, you get bulgogi or bibimbap. You know what to expect. But what I found is that eating the food that Jihae prepares, there's a whole world of Korean food that Americans don't generally get exposed to in your traditional Korean-American restaurant. Tell me a little bit about what goes into your menu planning, for instance, for this new restaurant.
So, you know, the reason why I decided to do Korean food is because I missed Korean food that my mother cooked and Korean food that I was used to before I left Korea and came to the States. So the kind of Korean food that I will have will be rooted in tradition and my personal experience. But now I live in Michigan, so I want to incorporate what's available in the community.
I think when Jessica was telling me about your restaurant, she used the words authentic and interesting.
Right. So sometimes you can get authentic food, and it's so different from what you're used to experiencing as an American diner that it's almost hard to figure out how to approach it. And what I found interesting about the way Jihae presents authentic Korean food is that it is approachable. It's somewhat familiar, but different enough that it's kind of an adventure.
I mean, I grew up with Korean food, but once I decided that I was going to dive into Korean food itself as a career, I started studying it more. And when you study any food more, you realize that there are a lot of diversity than what you know personally. So it's an authentic experience for me, but what I'm used to, what my mother cooked, may not be the same thing your mother cooked. So I really try to go back to tradition and how that looks if I try to imagine my grandmother. What if my grandmother came to Michigan? What would she have cooked? And she will definitely go to the farmer's market and use what's in season for this area and then use that to make her flavors shine. And that's the kind of approach that I want to bring to the restaurant.
Do you have a signature dish?
So I think the signature dish so far had been the buns that I had at the food cart. We paid a lot of attention to it. We hand-rolled every single bun. It was steamed to perfection. And we try to serve it as made to the order as we can in that setting. But I think going forward, we will develop our own signature dish. And one of the dishes that's going to be on the opening menu that we're really excited about is stone bowl bibimbap. Now, bibimbap is one of those dishes that you go to Ann Arbor Korean restaurants and you'll see kind of similar things across. So you see rice and the vegetables and the fried egg on top and a protein of your choice. But the way that we're going to do bibimbap, it will be served in a stone bowl. There is a history of using stone bowls going back to many centuries ago to cook rice. And we will be using the local vegetables from the farmers we love.
That's great.
And we will serve it in a very simple way because the vegetables themselves will be really tasty. It may be vegetables that my grandmother would have never seen in Korea, but it will be the ones that you see in season locally, which is maybe different vegetables, but which is what she would have done in her town in the season that she's in. And I think when you eat this dish, the rice will be crackling and toasty and you'll smell the sesame seeds and you'll mix all the fresh vegetables in with the sauces. And then at the end, you'll end up with this crust of rice that's crunchy and toasty and warm. And And so that's one of the dishes that I hesitate to say signature because we haven't even opened yet. But it's one of the dishes that we're very excited about.
You're right. We should have eaten first.
We're talking to Jihae Kim. She is opening a restaurant in Carytown, right? Miss Kim, hopefully by early November?
By early or mid-November, we're hoping for soft opening.
And this is Art and Soul, and we're talking about the culinary arts, always with Jessica Webster. Jessica, who people who are not as adventuresome as you are, who may not have even ever eaten at a Korean restaurant, what do you like about it?
Well, that's a really good question. So the description that Jihae just gave of...
Which made me very hungry. It sounded fantastic.
Of bibimbap. I think for many people, bibimbap is the first Korean dish that you try. And there's a lot of, interestingly, Japanese restaurants owned by Korean families in Ann Arbor. So you'll go to sushi restaurant, and they'll also have bibimbap on the menu. It's, you know, rice with vegetables and protein and an egg on top. I like the incorporation of marinated proteins and fresh vegetables and rice together in ways with lots of flavor. What I found interesting about Jihae's description of her new restaurant is that where we have come to expect really bold, kind of single-focused flavors in our Korean foods in America, what we're going to expect at Miss Kim is subtle, cleaner, fresher flavors, maybe more like what you would be cooking at home if you were in Korea. And I can't wait to see how that tastes.
And Jessica mentioned earlier that your cart has been closed for a while at Mark's Cart. So, and why is that? Where have you been?
I spent my time in Rome, Italy, at Rome Sustainable Food Project at the American Academy in Rome. My husband, who's an architect, won a Rome Prize and won this prestigious fellowship for us to live there for a year. And then some magical reason, the timing worked out, and some magical reason, they had a culinary program that I could be a part of. So I spent about 5 months in the kitchen.
In Italy. Will we see any of that infused in your new restaurant?
In an indirect way, yes. I mean, you do make a lot of handmade noodles and, you know, handmade noodles either in Italian culture or Korean culture. It's fairly simple, fairly straightforward technique. But in a more indirect but more important way is that I learned about the care and the balance that goes into a home-cooked meal. Like a home-cooked meal by an Italian grandmother is not a whole lot different than a home-cooked meal by a Korean grandmother. Like, there are a lot of vegetable dishes. In Italy, you'll flavor it with peperoncino and olive oil. In Korea, you'll flavor it with soy sauce and sesame oil. But the point is the vegetable, not necessarily the oil that you're using or adding a lot of flavor. You're actually letting the ingredient shine. So seeing that commonality between the two cuisines was very important.
Jihae Kim, we look forward to Miss Kim opening soon. Jessica Webster always bringing interesting things to the table. Thanks for joining us for this week's Art and Soul on 89.1 WEMU.